Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Roar. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Friday. You're looking sunny and special. At least around here you are. Other people not having quite as good of a Friday as we are. To donate for victims of the LA fires, please visit redcross.org or text the word Red Cross to 90999. You can make a $10 donation that way. It's automatic. Red Cross, text that word, all one word, to 90999. We're on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, we are.
You can listen to us over the radio, but we're also available through the Odyssey app. So over the internet, through an app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's how you spell the Odyssey app. It's the name of our company. And starting Monday, we're giving away $5,000 a day for you if you're listening to Alice on the Odyssey app. If you give us an hour throughout the day, that all adds up to an hour, you get a daily entry. And you'll automatically, you don't have to do anything else. Just listen, which hopefully you were going to do anyway.
Couple quick texts before you get started.
Please do.
It makes more sense now that Baldoni, the guy in that movie, This Ends With Us.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Justin Baldoni. And no, maybe it is This Ends With Us. I don't know.
Anyway, they're saying he was sent to the basement because she had made accusations about him and they didn't want to be caught on the wrong side of forcing her to be around a guy who maybe had mistreated her.
I thought this was a thing that happened in August.
I'm just telling you what people are texting in, and I'm kind of surprised, like, I didn't think of that. Oh, yeah. I mean, if the studio found, if she was making accusations that she'd been mistreated by this guy,
they wouldn't want to have
them
on
force them to be together, so they separated them.
I don't know. I thought that was something that happened before all this stuff had happened, but what do I know? I don't know.
Why was he put in the basement? He did something. Not a fan of him. Something happened.
Well, clearly something happened, but I haven't heard anything that decisively says one or the other of them. And I, you know, as judgy as I am, I'm like, I feel like I'm going to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, there's other people saying she's a mean girl and more, but yes, I'm just telling you why he might have been put in the basement makes sense if it's something like, let's keep them.
Yeah.
As far apart
as we can. Well, wouldn't you just say you're not invited to your own premiere rather than stick someone in the basement? You know, honestly, from what I've read, and I've tried to kind of put this together and figure out exactly what's going on here, it feels like a PR battle. Like, these two do not like each other and have escalated it to the point where they're actually trying to smear one another. So
it's ugly.
I'm waiting to see how it all shakes out. I'm not picking a pony in this race. I'm not picking a bun out of this oven.
Couple more quickies.
Okay, what?
Thank you, Sarah. I so appreciate this show and its honesty. Jessica San Mateo app.
All right, Jessica San Mateo app.
Way to be brave, Sarah. Honest and open conversations do not happen enough. Patty on Odyssey in Santa Rosa.
Thanks, Patty.
Just ordered that book for my freshman. We'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, nice. The Height Report by Cher Height. HITE.
Let's see. Snap Judgment, which we're all guilty of,
very much
is a survival mechanism that we no longer need.
I still think we need it. Sometimes you've got to size somebody up and go, that person seems like bad news.
What age is too old for the book, Sarah?
There is no age.
I'm your age and never read it.
Oh my God. I was actually thinking as we were talking about it, I'm like, I should reread that. It was such a wonderful, heart-lightening book. All the things that you worry about and look, there should be one for men too. I'm sure you guys have your own set of worries. I think women have a very specific set of worries and things that they're concerned about, but no one is really talking openly about it. So for me, it was a completely like eye-opening, I'm normal book. It was great. I recommend it to people of every age.
The Height Report.
Yes. HITE.
That's all.
Okay.
Go on.
Survivor. I love Survivor. You love Survivor. Survivor. From time to time, there's someone who is well known on Survivor. Blair was on there. I get Lisa Welchel or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson was on there.
Oh, there've been a few football players.
Yep, few football
Eddie George was a football player that was on there.
They don't always do that well because a lot of them are just very much in shape and muscular, and you kind of got to have some fat to draw on when you first get on that show.
You know, I think that the football players have done fine. There was a guy, I don't think he was a known dude.
No, I know exactly who you're talking about.
He was jacked. And he went, I don't want to do this anymore, and walked off.
He quit the show because he was just like, my body's eating itself. I can't have that. Look at this body. Come on.
Well, I that's who I was thinking of when you were saying that. But I think the footballers are more like, no, I'm pretty damn tough.
You know, haven't they hidden their identity? Like
they
try. We assume that all football, major league football players, professional football players are rich. And so they don't want you to know. They want to still win the game.
Well, that's the beauty of the helmets, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they not only protect or maybe protect your head.
But I do think that, I know, I like the big ones now, the ones with the collapsible sides. Let's do that. Just like gigantic golf ball domes around our heads and protect those little brains. I mean,
but
those regular size brains.
They usually get found out. Someone there usually goes, I know who that guy is.
I know exactly who that guy is. I'm a sports reporter in Texas, and I know who that is.
Right.
It's almost like they pick the sports guy who's going to try and hide his identity and put him with the sports reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, from time to time, there are celebrities on there. And John and I have often talked about how, like, it would be so great to have a whole season of celebrities. Like, they've done a Celebrity Big Brother. The problem with celebrities is they need all their stuff that they need, and I'm sure that might actually turn into a disaster because they really are stuck out there. You wouldn't want to have to coddle them because the whole spirit of the game is you get very little and you're filthy. Oh my God, that Sue chick, like I've never seen anybody dirtier than her long term, you know?
I don't know what that was, but I do know there are people who are, you know, water or shower adverse, like, no thanks.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm like, really? Because you're right there by the water the whole time. At least just like
I love the water, and it's actually a chore to keep me out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way back as a kid,
right?
I remember as a little boy, I had to get tubes in my ears.
Oh.
And I don't remember why.
Usually it's because you've had too many ear infections.
But I had to get tubes in my ears one summer and couldn't go in the water because you can't.
You can't be getting water in there.
Full torture.
Mm. For your mother, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone pays. Mm. You know, nobody knows more than you. Tied to me for many years.
I've been paying that price for a long time.
Everybody pays.
It's worth it. You're great. But I can't say I don't go, oh, God, that guy.
Uh-huh. Listen, I say that.
Right. Oh, God, me again. So, Survivor. It's been on for many, many years. I want to say like the year 2000. I think this next season is like season 48. Oh, it is. It premieres in February and they're casting for future seasons as well. I think this guy is maybe, if it's the one we're thinking of, is maybe going to do season 49. So not this one that's coming up, but the one that will start like in September.
Not the one
year.
In the can.
Not the one that's in the can already. So the rumors are swirling about he's a country artist whose name I've heard. I don't know any of his songs, but his name is Dierks Bentley.
Oh, right? I know that guy.
Oh, do you? Okay. What do you know about him?
Well, just that that's a well-known country artist name. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
His big song is Drunk on a Plane.
Oh, let's hear that.
A little bit. It's right. Drunk.
Drunk on a Plane.
I'm getting drunk on a plane. Five drinks for everybody.
Oh.
Pilot's a party. Got the 737.
Yeah,
well, he sounds like a country guy for sure. You know, what's funny though is I
singing about drinking.
Was talking to Michael Martin about Dierks Bentley as this story had come up, and he was like, "That guy could win that show."
Oh,
like that he's kind of like a what did he say? Kind of like a rough and tumble dude, like a hunting guy. And oh, there he is.
Had you seen him?
Yeah, well, I saw a thing of him this morning.
Okay, yeah, he looks like okay.
Yeah, like, but I guess he's really outdoorsy.
Right, at home with a beard on, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, he should grow that, you know, he should change his look up a little then when he goes on so that people, because honestly, like country's so huge right now, people would be like, oh my God, Dierks is here. This is fantastic. Wonderful. How funny would it be if Dierks Bentley wins the show and he's just like, you know what? I'm just going to be in that pool of people. I want to go on Traitors. I want to go on Big Brother. I want to go on all these, the competition or the competitors, whatever that one is, where they've got all these people funneled in from all these different reality shows.
Well, if you think about it, music like pop musicians and NFL players do have a slim window of making money. Like, you know, football players, it's less than 4 years.
Yeah.
And then how many artists have we seen it had a hit or two? And then.
Right. Nothing. No, if you have any kind of long longevity in a. Well, although I will say I don't like country music, and I know the name Dierks Bentley. Whether I knew his song or not, I still feel like he's a big enough star that it would be tough. It's going to be tough for him to go on this show.
135 million views of that video for that.
Oh, my God.
That,
look up a net worth for me for Dierks Bentley.
I knew the name. I never heard that song.
Right. Me either. Did you think you knew any of his songs?
I would think that I did because I knew the name.
Right.
But clearly, if that's his biggest hit, then I don't know his music.
Right.
There's lots of names in the music business
that you're like, that I don't know.
I never pressed play on. Right.
Couldn't sing along with that.
Says he's worth $30 million.
Oh, that's good. It's pretty good.
And he's earned more than a dozen Grammy nominations.
Oh, so. But never won any?
I'd have to read the whole thing.
Well, there's a rumor that this guy is going to be on. And here's, you know, people, man, these internet investigators. It's a new job that does not pay. Season 40 accepted, I don't know, cred on the internet. Season 48 premiering in February, but they're already casting for future seasons. They're always doing that. They're gathering people and, you know, Jeff Probst is always on there going, does this look fun to you, huh? Well, you got to apply. Why don't you come on? Jeff seemed to give a hint about it on his podcast. So Jeff Probst, if you want to talk about Survivor or just Jeff Probst's life, listen to his podcast. He says, we have someone applying for season 49 who is very accomplished and known all around the world. So that could be anyone, right? But fans, the internet investigators, they went digging around. They noticed that really soon after that podcast aired, Dierks followed Jeff on Instagram along with every casting director from the show. Like, would you know who the casting directors are for Survivor?
No.
Right? So it seems like maybe he's going to be on.
By the way, according to the texters, Dierks is a local guy. He's from Santa Rosa.
Oh, hey, Dierks.
All right.
Is that how you say it? Dierks?
Dierks.
Oh, just Dierks?
Dierks, not Dierks.
You know what's weird?
I might be wrong.
Spell Dierks.
I'm a really big Probst fan. Like, I think he's great on the show, and he's done, what did you just say? 48 seasons of it. So
right.
He's clearly made a mountain of money. And I probably would listen to the guy's podcast. Like, I like him. I find him, he does good, questions.
He's really insightful.
Tribals.
He does a great job. Very, very well.
There's a time, I don't know how many seasons ago, and it might have been when I fell off the show, that he was accused, and later it was proved to be true, that he was dating one of the former contestants.
Yes.
Do you remember this?
I remember him dating. I know who it was.
And I don't know why, because it's not like he was the school teacher and she was a student, but it just seemed like you're not supposed to do that.
She wasn't on the show, though. She didn't get on for that. I that never bothered me. She was pretty, and you could tell she liked him.
I didn't like it.
They were pretty serious. That was when I was on the show, and I was doing all the stuff, the junkets
dealing
down
with
there.
Them, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember I was probably inebriated, but had a very long conversation with him about relationships and... I'm sure I thought it was a great conversation. I'm sure he was like, get this guy away.
Where's my people? Can someone please
that
save
might have
me
been the one
guy?
I got banned after that, so who knows?
I just always feel like that's one of those moments where you go, dude, you're just mixing the contestants with your personal life and it did like so what?
The heart wants what
will
it wants.
Will the next group of contestants be your next dating pool?
Well, sure. I mean, why not?
Ugh.
You know, look, human beings, right? There you are. You're in this situation. There've been a few times on like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette where some girl or guy falls for one of the production people that they're around all the time. Like one lady had to leave because she was like, yeah, I'm going to do that guy. Forget this guy that we're all competing for. I'm into this dude right here. And she left.
Is that right?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, there you are. You're all together. This is the chemistry. Sometimes
and his producers
undeniable.
Are with you 24/7.
Yeah. It's undeniable.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and win this guy, but then I'm gonna circle back for you.
All right.
Let me get your digits.
You say. I'll let you say.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
just didn't have a problem with it. I felt like she was done with the show. She was a grown woman. It wasn't like she was a, you know, 19-year-old or anything.
It made me think
that he was fishing in the wrong
pond. Just that's exactly it. Oven. Like, there he is going, man, that chick's smoking hot. As soon as this thing's over, as soon as she's thrown off, I'm taking her out. Like, bro.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Everything.
She had the right
They're
to say
contestants
no.
on a TV right. show, and you're supposed to be above it.
As long as he doesn't cross the line and help her win the show.
All right.
And waits until afterward.
Okay. Of all the things. You, really?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking about you. Really, of all the things. Some dude met a hot chick, spent a bunch of time with her, and after they were done interacting, he was like, I'm still thinking about you. You know what I'd like to do to you? Some really nasty stuff. Are you in? Oh, you are. Great.
I will give
you
this.
I'll pick you up at 7.
He probably does spend far too much of his regular life in Fiji.
Yes.
So there probably is not a lot of time to be out in Beverly Hills.
He has a family
schmoozing.
Now.
Oh, he does?
I think he's got a wife and kids now. And I also
think... Which season did she win?
Oh, she won like the 4th season. So I don't know who she is, but I'm pretty sure I've heard that he's married and had kids. And I also think that because they do it at the same location, which if you watch Survivor all the time, you know that field where mm-hmm. they're doing that one competition. They've got it all set up. I think he's got a house there. So he's not living on set. He's goes to his home that is very
good
close, I'm sure, right? So 6 months of the year he's there and 6 months of the year he's here.
He's married to Lisa Ann Russell.
And what does she look like?
And he's a stepdad to her 2 kids.
Oh, okay.
She's hot. She used to date. Here, I'll show you a picture.
Yeah, again, let's have a picture. Lisa Ann, what now?
Russell.
Oh yeah, she's cute. Hot. Oh, I feel like I've seen her.
She used to date somebody from Saved by the Bell that I'd never heard
Mark
of.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know the name, but I don't know who he played.
What's going on with her boobs? Look at that. What's happening there?
What do you mean, what's happening there?
What's going on there? That looks like...
nice and natural.
I feel like I'm seeing some kind of extra boob there.
What?
Can I not see that right?
Anyway.
Am I seeing like extra stuff happening?
No.
No.
All right, great. Fine. They're perfect. Then.
Shadows.
They're great.
Are they?
No. He's got more makeup on in that photo than she does, though.
Yeah. Jeff has... Take it easy, Jeff. You're great looking. You don't need to keep on keeping on with all that stuff you're doing to your face. He's doing a lot to his face and his hair.
Anyway,
how'd we Survivor. Get here? We didn't. We never got
Dierks.
Anywhere. Dierks might or might not be on, and I've totally run out of time. What's coming up in the news, Ben? I know.
How dare you?
Crazy. Sorry. Fudge.
nerd news after these. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yeah. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Happy Friday. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We've got all the info there, photos and trailers for all the things that we talked about on the show today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special. 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice. Okay, I've got a lot to get to, and I'm going to try and work my way through all this here. Happy birthday, Chris and Caesar.
Go. Chris and Caesar, happy birthday.
Today's weather, sunny and in the 60s. It's going to be another just picture perfect winter day.
Gorgeous.
I
hit that with my pen. Okay. I didn't even feel like I hit it that hard.
Well, it's really important, you know?
Yes, it is, right? We're doing the news here. And it's Chris and Kelly's birthday. Yes. Caesar.
No, Caesar.
Who are these people?
They're people who texted in, and I wanted to just squeeze those in real
Listeners,
quick.
All right. Happy birthday.
The college football playoffs continue tonight. Notre Dame won last night, and tonight it's Ohio State versus Texas, 4:30 game time. There's a bunch of NFL playoffs, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night.
All right.
The Monday night game was supposed to be in L.A.
Oh.
And will be played in Arizona.
Oh.
So there's that. Speaking of the fires, now I think it could be operator error. It's possible. Someone wrote in and said, I tried to text the Red Cross 90999 and said it didn't work. One person, though.
Yeah, it's just one person, and that number is everywhere in the news.
Yes, universal, like
is,
right. Yeah.
And the other thing is, if you have a problem you can't text, just go to redcross.org.
Yes.
And do it there.
Or you can text the word Red Cross to 90999, and it makes a $10 donation through your phone company.
And we have links to lots of ways to donate on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Now, Gavin Newsom has been on this show.
Yes, many times, actually.
Mm-hmm. We know the guy, so I'll say that up front. And I actually like him as a person.
Yes, I do feel like Gavin Newsom's heart is in the right place.
He posted this morning updates on the fire containment. As of this morning, the Sunset Fire has been 100% contained. The Lydia Fire, 75%. The Hearst Fire, 37%. The Kenneth Fire is at 35%. The Palisades Fire is at 8% as of right now.
Terrible.
The Eaton Fire is at 3%. I believe the Eaton one is over by Pasadena, the Altadena, Pasadena one.
Right.
So that one also still sounds very out of control. He does say grateful to our firefighters and first responders working around the clock to battle these historic fires. And I do want to repeat that. Thank you to everyone who runs towards fire or
where
looters
would we be without
you? Wherever there's trouble, for those of you going to work today to deal with that, thank you so much. That said, there's an article here in the Merck News. What do the LA fires mean for Bay Area home insurance market? And it can't be good.
It can't be.
And it can't be good for Gavin either, speaking of Gavin, because he is the governor of this state and many
and
are looking to him and saying,
away.
What are you going to do?
Right.
What happens next? I don't know if
Why
we end
there
up
no water
having our
fires?
Own California home insurance fund. I don't know how this, but with the insurance companies already saying we're out of here.
Yeah, they can't cover us.
And then this happening, So it'll be interesting to see. I hope he's hard at work in the basement at the Sacramento mansion there.
I think he is, man.
You know, trying to come up with a plan.
Busy caring deeply.
Go Gavin.
Go
I
Gavin.
Hope you figure it out.
Please do. Or, you know, the smart people got to figure this stuff out. So I hope you have some of those working for you.
Happy Quitters Day.
Oh, Quitters Day.
The second Friday in January is when people are most likely to throw in the towel on their New Year's resolutions.
Oh, I thought it was on their job. But you get those Visa bills coming in, you got to pay. Don't quit now.
Anyway.
They quit, they pick cigarettes back up. Is that what is happening?
If you're trying to get rid of something in your life and today you are still going for it, stick with it. You can do this.
You can do it.
You can do
it. We're living proof of that. I mean, you more than me, but you know. I've
quit. Oh, you quit smoking?
I did.
Smoking's hard.
Smoking is hard. A lot of things are hard to quit.
And by the way, I had to quit drinking first, and that made quitting smoking possible. You still drink, and I don't know how there aren't those times. Like, I've heard your stories where you're like, she was walking around in a parking lot picking up cigarette butts.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't leave my house anymore. There are no cigarette butts on the ground there, so I'm all set. It's not that difficult.
But that is one of the things. Once you had some drinks, even that makes sense.
Right. I'm like, oh, there's only a little lipstick on that. Let's just, some nice lady had that. I'm going to look at that. There's an inch and a half of that left. Yeah.
Just take that. I don't have to touch my lips to it. Smokers.
We are the worst.
Yuck.
You owe me a Coke.
A couple in Canada who got married in 1968 just saw their wedding photos for the first time.
What happened?
Margaret and Barry Sharman didn't have enough money to buy their photos back then and never even got to look at them.
Oh.
One of Margaret's bridesmaids works at a museum now, and someone randomly donated the photos after buying them at a yard sale. Margaret and Barry finally got to relive their wedding day last month on Christmas Eve. Here.
How bizarre. This is such a weird story.
Okay, so here's some of the photos. You can see them. They're in black and white. This is, they said 68, right?
Yeah.
And then here they are, still married today. couple of old white haired people. They're cute as could be.
They're the cutest. That's a happy looking grandma and grandpa right there.
Can you imagine like that? They probably have made that enough money to buy those photos a million times, but could never have found them.
Right.
And then someone
somehow they showed up, right?
And goes,
like they got printed. It's just so crazy. Like yeah, so the pictures, someone comes and takes them and then develops them. But that was what it was in the olden days. They had to be developed. You didn't go look at a proof sheet, I guess. I don't know. I don't know about photography, and who needs to anymore? It's all on our phones.
So cool, though.
It's great.
Time for nerd news.
Oh, God, nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Science! Da-da-da-da. Okay, scientists, I understand, you know, there's every angle, you know, to meet a lady. Jeff Probst, you pig. By the way, people wrote in about that, too. So I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Mathematicians calculated the perfect body type for hula hooping, and it turns out curves help.
Huh, that's weird.
They found it's a lot easier for people with a thin waist and curvy hips. Thanks, mathematicians.
You bastards.
Wow, there's so many things that they could be working on.
I know. Rather than just making me feel bad around about not being able to hula hoop with my giant waist.
Oh, and it's, you know, topical.
My sausage body.
There's so many people hula hoop these days.
You're trying to keep a ring going on a sausage body. It doesn't work. I'm throwing away all my huge collection of hula hoops that I'm constantly trying to hoop to hula with.
There goes my weekend.
You know who can really hula hoop is Danielle.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, hot ass Danielle, not Danielle Reyes, who's
also hot.
Also hot.
They're both hot ass.
They are. They're hot. But she was one reality star, hot ass, and designer show star, hot ass.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We are running out of time, and I did want to get to a few of these. So here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Let's see. 916 says, I agree with Sarah. I don't see the problem with Jeff dating a contestant. They're both adults.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really weird to me that you are having such a visceral reaction.
415 says, Vin, of course Sarah sees nothing wrong with it. She kisses guests and the phone screener.
Listen, I didn't kiss the phone screener.
Oh, yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. You're just...
650 says, He definitely should not date contestants. That's unprofessional.
Not when they're... You're right. He shouldn't date them while they're on the show. Once they're not on the show anymore... What's the big deal?
I'm telling you, it just smacked as weird. And I do know that I remember being in high school and finding out one of my teachers was dating one of the students.
Oh, that's a little different.
And it was super, it just changed everything. Then all of a sudden I'd see them together and be like, oh my God.
Was he dating them after she graduated or something?
No, but he wasn't her teacher. And then they went on to marry. So something was clearly up.
What it wants.
You're supposed to be able to say, you know what? I don't get to do that.
Well, she wasn't on the show anymore. I seriously do not understand why anybody would have a problem with this.
So Vinny, I've been a college professor for almost 15 years.
Here we go.
So what if one of my old students from like 10, 15 years ago wants to go out? Is there anything wrong with that?
Other than the 25-year age difference?
Yeah, other than that.
Well, no. But I do think if you'd scooped her up right out of...
No, yeah,
right
of course.
Of school,
no.
I think that's different. And that's what...
That would be
what's
creepy.
What's the time frame? What's the appropriate...
Like, the game over! Want to go out with me? Like, that's different. It does feel different. Look, this goes back to, am I being judgy? I am. But it did feel weird. Like, Probst, you're the host of one of my favorite TV shows. Aren't you above it? And don't you get enough, Nook?
No,
you're also
above
shopping
it.
Among the contestants? Sheesh.
Men are men.
Someone wrote,
men
Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah. Sarah.
There is a Height Report male edition.
Oh.
It's
a
one of the reasons she disappeared.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know
how
what
dare
that
you
means.
Ask men about sexuality. Fatal men just don't like to talk about their wieners.
415 says, Sarah, men do have their own book. It's called Penthouse Forum.
Oh, right. That's true. Yes. They find out.
Oh, I remember those.
Find out all the stuff.
Vinny, I'd recommend reading The Anxious Generation, a great book about phones and social media influence on young people. It also gives advice to parents. Ian in Novato on the app. Yeah, thanks, Ian. I am going to read that book. I'm right in that.
Yeah.
I'm living that as we
speak. You're on the cusp of being able to save those kids from social media.
We're working really hard with them every day. Yesterday, instead of like, because sometimes I get home and I have stuff to do.
Yes.
Whether that's dishes or prep dinner or whatever. But I went, okay, girls, we're going to walk the dog. The three of us. Mm. And all three of us put on shoes and left the house for an hour. And that was my way of keeping them from out in front of the screens. I really don't have time for it, but I'm their dad. I need to find time. And so that's, we're going to start finding ways to stay busy that don't include even the TV.
I know.
Because really what happens is if they've already watched some TV from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, then they're not going to watch TV at 7 o'clock. So it's, I'm working on it.
You can get YouTube on the TV now. It's right there in the list of apps.
We deleted them.
Oh, good.
We've pulled them off. But then the other thing is,
you can't watch your football on there.
Amazon has hired a few of those influencers to put their stuff on Amazon Prime. So I caught one of those kids who's a YouTuber, and my daughter was like, no, this isn't YouTube. And I went, okay, but that's a YouTuber.
Right.
Yeah, but this is his show on Amazon. Great. It's
okay.
Impossible.
Right. I honestly, I do not envy you. I feel like you got the end of it during the pandemic with the kids, the ages that they were. And it's, I mean, you guys are the first generation to deal, you know, to always have this be a problem, to have a phone in your hand at all times. So your kids see that as a totally normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do not envy this generation of kids and parents.
A lot of people wrote in about Dierks Bentley, and one of them wrote in and said, he's not from Santa Rosa. There's just a place here called Dierks that people think is his, and it's not.
Oh, funny.
But I don't know if that's true
or not.
Yeah,
we don't know. I mean, please.
For all I know, he is.
And the reason he came up on the show today, because he's a country guy, I don't know him at all, is because he may or may not be on Survivor, which is where the Jeff Probst dating Survivor contestants comes from.
650 says, I'm not a country music fan, but I went to a Dierks Bentley concert and it was one of the funnest concerts I've ever been to. It was just one huge party.
Oh boy.
Well that's the job, isn't it?
It is. Throw a party every night.
Let's play a game. We got to work on that segue.
We really hit to.
All right, everybody.
Okay. What's the game about today, Maddie?
The game today is the ultimate TikTok quiz.
Oh, well,
earlier today,
that's for sure.
We were talking about TikTok maybe going away on the 19th if the Supreme Court doesn't jump in. So I thought I would see and test your knowledge on TikTok today. All right, we'll start.
I have zero knowledge and experience.
I also feel
this should
that
be
I will
good.
Fail.
This is a learning experience.
All right, sure. Okay. All right. Learn by losing.
Okay.
Everybody guess.
Somebody's gonna win. Somebody's got to win. Okay. What was TikTok originally called when it launched in China? ByteDance, Douyin, or Vine 2.0? Vinny, you start.
Well, the company that owns
TikTok
is called ByteDance, so I'm going to say ByteDance.
Well, I'm going to go Douyin because they named it something that wasn't their company's name.
You are correct, Sarah.
Whoa,
it is Douyin.
So that's just so total. That was just a guess. Both of us. We both just guessed.
Okay, Sarah, which app merged with TikTok to help it gain massive popularity worldwide? Vine, Instagram Reels, or Musical.ly?
Musical.ly.
Vine.
Sorry, Vinny. It is Musical.ly.
Okay. Oh, great. I am crushing this thing I don't know anything about.
All right. Well, you guys already got this. What is the name of TikTok's parent company? Tencent, ByteDance, or Alibaba?
Oh, it's ByteDance.
It's ByteDance.
Okay, yeah, you both get points for that one.
Thank God we remembered that.
All right, which one of these is not a popular TikTok challenge? The Renegade Dance, the Ice Bucket Challenge, or the Flip the Switch Challenge?
I'll say it's the Ice Bucket thing. That was I thought that was like an Instagram thing.
Read it again.
Which of these is not a popular TikTok challenge? The Renegade Dance, the Ice Bucket Challenge, or the Flip the Switch Challenge?
It's the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah, you're both right.
All right, we did it. Luckily, I'm 2 points ahead of you. You can pick the same answer as me every time. It's great.
What is the current maximum length, video length allowed on TikTok? 60 seconds, 3 minutes, or 10 minutes?
Oh, it's me?
Yeah. I don't, I really...
60 seconds.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Woo!
Son of...
I know there's some long ones.
All right, hashtags. Which of these hashtags has been the most views on TikTok? Hashtag dance, hashtag food, hashtag FYP.
Hashtag FYP.
I'm going dance, Bob.
It is FYP. For what? Your page is the a popular hashtag with billions of views.
What?
I'm crushing this game with a guess on every question. How do I do it? I just don't even know.
Final question.
Okay.
Who was the first TikTok creator to reach 100 million followers? Addison Rae, Charli D'Amelio, or Bella Poarch?
I mean, I just like the name Bella Poarch, so I think I'm going to pick that one.
I'll go Bella Poarch, too.
You're both wrong. It's Charli D'Amelio.
Of course, the time that I decide to get on board with you, I get burnt.
Well, I'm very tricky like that. I did that on purpose, so you would lose by a score of 6-2.
All right, Sarah, you win.
Sarah won a game of trivia. I guess she wiped the floor with you.
One last chance to be a judge, Sarah. Here's a question for you from 831. I'm now dating my divorce attorney and started during the process. I'm now divorced, though. Is that wrong?
No, that's not wrong.
It's not wrong?
No.
Okay.
That's, I call that fate.
Yeah, that's different, too. I mean, not everybody watched you two interacting, you know, during the divorce to only find out, like, now he's doing her? Seems wrong.
Yeah. It doesn't seem wrong to me at all. You met a nice guy. Lucky you.
We mentioned it already.
And he's a lawyer, too. That's even scored. That's fantastic.
Yes, getting with phone screeners.
And now he's motivated to get you everything he can from that bastard. Okay, hey, thanks for listening, you guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.